According to a CNN report, Thomas Crooks purchased a 5-foot ladder on his way to the rally and was able to somehow carry this ladder along with his rifle to a building with a direct line of sight to Trump's podium, a building that was occupied by heavily armed police.
Tonight, ABC News has learned that heavily armed local police were stationed inside that building and missed Thomas Crooks climbing up the outside of the building to the roof.
With rifle in hand, Crooks used this ladder to climb the building and was spotted on the rooftop 30 minutes before he opened fire. He was photographed by police and reported 25 minutes before the shooting. He was even confronted while on the roof before the shooting.
A local police officer climbed up the roof and confronted Brooks moments before the shooting.
The officer grabbed hold of the edge of the building, pulled himself up to be able to look, and according to what he's told me, shooter turned, rifle was pointed at the officer. The officer, defensive move, kind of ducked, fell, lost his grip on the building.
Bystanders began pointing out Crooks to police a full 2 minutes before he opened fire.
Look, they're all pointing.
The Atlantic, maybe the Pacific.
Yeah, someone's on top of the roof. Look. There he is right there. Right there, see him? He's laying down. See him?
Yeah, he's laying down.
The defensive sniper detail was looking directly at him a full 40 seconds before he opened fire and allowed him to fire a few shots before taking him out. The first shot fired grazed Trump's right ear as he turned his head towards the shooter. Had he not turned his head, he would have been murdered on live television.
We call that DRT, which means dead right there. And so what that means is all sympathetic, parasympathetic nerve response is gone because I've just basically severed your central nervous system. Whether it's right here or from the side, you're looking right about here at the ear, it's going to sever that central nervous system, and it means everything stops. It's lights out. The fact that it literally grazed him, I mean, we're talking about a matter of like a half a degree difference.
The crew just turned my head to show the chart, and something wrapped me. It felt like a giant, like the world's largest mosquito.
According to a classmate, Crooks was shooting competitively as early as his freshman year and was a member of a local gun club. So he's been training with a rifle for at least 5 years. And the mathematics submitted by Mike Adams and verified by Michael Yawn suggest that the shots were fired by Crooks. So far, Crooks is an enigma, which fits the profile of a mind control assassin. But either way, this was undoubtedly an inside job to assassinate President Trump and leads directly to Mayorkas. Viktor Orban has been privately meeting with Ukraine President Zelensky, Russian President Putin, and former President Donald Trump to negotiate a peace deal. And Putin recently announced that he is open to discussing this further.
Well, you know, the fact that Mr. Trump, as a presidential candidate, says that he is ready and wants to stop the war in Ukraine, we take that very seriously. Well, I haven't seen his ideas on how exactly he's going to do that, and that is the key question. But I have no doubt that he says that sincerely, and we support that.
Astrologers have been predicting events around a rare planetary transit occurring on July 15th, involving the star Algol, known as the Demon Star, which represents Medusa's beheading and is considered to be one of the most violent and unfortunate stars in astrology. And the assassination attempt occurred on the same day as the Bohemian Club's occult ritual, the Cremation of Care, at the Bohemian Grove, where an effigy is sacrificed in fire. Whether you call them the Illuminati, the Deep State, or the Synagogue of Satan, they do not want peace. But America lives to fight another day. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.